Hello, everybody, and welcome to the OPL podcast with MCIU. My name is Brandon Langer, and I am the Instructional Technology Program Administrator in the Office of Professional Learning. And today we have a great conversation with one of our project consultants, Cassie Bruch, who has joined our team. And we're so excited to get to know a little bit more about her, her background, but specifically the work she's doing around supporting students with disabilities in virtual environments. So thanks for sitting down, Cassie.
Thanks, Brandon.
Want to tell us a little bit about yourself? You're fairly new to the team. You came on this summer, but just a little bit about your background and how you landed with us.
Yeah, so I started my teaching career at a charter school in Philadelphia, and I taught general education there. Then I transferred to a local school district, and I taught special education there, and then became an instructional coach out at another charter school. And with that, then I became kind of the pandemic instructional planner and scheduler, and then I joined OPL.
Awesome. Well, it's been a great first few months together. Been doing a lot of great work with our own virtual program, Montgomery Virtual Program. But your background, both as a special education teacher and then everything that we've all been learning through the last couple years, is very applicable to now. And I think something that we're going to come out of post-pandemic is how do we continue to use what we learned during this time for the benefit of all students? And how do we continue to address the learning needs of all students? So, you know, technically your title is Project Consultant for supporting students with disabilities in virtual environments. The patent acronym, because we have to have an acronym for everything, is SSDVE. What can you tell us about your work here and just some things that you've been working on since you arrived?
Yeah, so SSDVE is really to support students with disabilities in virtual environments. And it obviously came out of pandemic planning, right? And so we know that there was fully online learning, hybrid learning, blended learning happening. But now what's really cool is in the last couple years, we've learned so much about digital tools and resources. And now it's really that time to kind of capitalize on that learning and how can we support our students with disabilities as well as all learners in using all that we learned. And so I'm really excited for things that are to come out of this office to really focus on that virtual environments that are supporting all students.
Yeah. And something that I've been shouting from the rooftops was something you said in the first month maybe here, where you made a comment, all students are now virtual learners. Mm-hmm. Whether you're in a brick and mortar setting or back to schools, it doesn't matter. We still have these virtual environments that are present in the brick and mortar schools. This first series you're putting together is around SDIs specifically in virtual environments. What can we expect from this series of 5 or 6 posts about this topic of how do we craft SDIs? How do we look at SDIs for students with disabilities that are learning virtually?
Yeah, when we look back to about 2 years ago, we started looking at IEPs and these SDIs and thought, how are we going to do this when we're virtual? Now we're kind of pros, I would say, at that. But now let's look at how can we keep some of those things in place as our students are sitting back at their desks at school. We know we have LMSs now, which is our learning management system. And whether you're on Schoology or Google Classroom or Canvas, there's so much there that we can use to support our students. Thinking about as a teacher, how many times I would re-explain directions or clarify things or reread a passage to students, we can do that now all on our platforms, right? And so instead of me as the teacher always having to be 10 places at once, we know it's still going to happen. We know we still wear all these hats, but now we have these tools that can kind of help us and take some things off our plates. I also know, like, as an adult learner, how many times do I use my calendar to keep track of things? Well, we can teach that to our students. And instead of, you know, our traditional assignment books with SDIs, we can look at how do we help our students and choose their Google Calendar or their Outlook Calendar and set those reminders and set those upcoming due dates. And we can really then set our students up for success post-secondary in learning all these tools that now they can use themselves.
And in your series of posts, you're going to break down a resource from Patton that I think is very good, but it's very long. It's a big thing. So you're going to take a couple different posts on our learning network, learn.mciu.org, and you're going to break it down, these different types of SDIs. What could we look forward to in the series? You know, I know one of I remember off the top of my head is common SDIs, but what are some other things? You just mentioned a calendar and like executive functioning skills, that kind of thing. So what can we expect from this series?
Yeah, so we're going to break it down. Like you said, we're going to start with common SDIs. Then we'll get into some instructional pieces. Then we'll get into that executive functioning, which is huge. Think about how many of our learners can benefit by that and how many of us as adults benefit from that. We're also going to talk about some behavior and social SDIs in the virtual platform.
Awesome. Yeah, and I think, like I said, you taking this larger resource, which is very comprehensive, and breaking it down into smaller bite-sized chunks, will be beneficial, but the nice thing is it will be available on the Learning Network platform from MCIU, you know, for months now, and we'll watch the series kind of unfold. We're excited to have you. We think this is going to be a tremendous addition to our offerings. Anything else you want to share about just your first few months here, your experience, you know, the type of work you're looking forward to doing?
Yeah, it's been really nice to be part of OPL and kind of hear what this office is putting out, and then looking at this unique lens of students with disabilities in virtual environments and how we can take what we're already doing, what we've already learned as educators, and take it to that next level, right? Our classrooms have changed drastically in the last 2 years. We've learned all these things. Now we're going to apply them in a different way and really expand on our teaching repertoire.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for sitting down with me and kind of walking through an introduction of this first, you know, post, this first offering. We look forward to reading through and seeing all the work in this series. If you would like to reach out to Cassie directly, you can see bruch@mciu.org. And once again, my email is blanger@mciu.org. You can follow the Learning Network on Twitter @mciulearns. We are also on LinkedIn and Facebook, so please feel free to give us a follow. Thank you, Cassie, for joining me for this quick conversation.
Thanks for having me.